Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include Dental Health Associates, Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra, and Viterbo School of Nursing. Your business can join our ever-growing list of contributors. Become a business sponsor. More information at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip with Nashville recording artist Jerry Schmidt.
Well, I've been on the road for so long now. I've seen everything that I can see. I've played every honky-tonk and ballroom from Walsall to Nashville, Tennessee. I've been tempted by angels and devils. I've been pushed just to make it to the top. I've been driven by the love of music, but I knew that it just couldn't stop. 100 miles of lonesome highway, 100 miles that's left to go, 100 miles that stand between us, 100 miles and I'll be home. 100 miles of lonesome highway, 100 miles that's left to go, 100 miles that stand between us, 100 miles and I'll be home.
I'm Glenn Moberg. You're listening to the title cut of Jerry Schmidt's hit CD, 100 Miles, which was recorded in Wausau and which features a song that made it to number one on the country roots chart, I Don't Hurt As Much As I Used To. For the next hour on Route 51, we'll be hearing a lot from Jerry Schmidt about how his music and his life were influenced by growing up in central Wisconsin, specifically in the community of Stratford. We'll talk about his new recording contract with a Nashville label. We'll talk about the musicians he listens to and how they've affected his style. We'll talk about his songwriting and how he blends lyrics and music. And we'll hear cuts from his most recent CD, Say a Prayer for You, and talk about his love of gospel music. We'll also hear some of his music live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios this morning. Jerry brought his guitar, and I will be backing him up a little bit later in the show. But this is also your chance to talk to Jerry live on the air. If you've been influenced by his music, you've got a question for him or an observation, or maybe you know him, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. The show works best when you participate. Again, that's 1-800-780-9742. Or if you're shy, you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I'll read it live on the air. Jerry Schmidt, thanks so much for being with us. I'm tickled to death that you're here this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Tell me a little bit about that song, 100 Miles, that we were just listening to. It's obviously, an attaboy for the hometown crowd. I've been in every honky-tonk from Wausau to Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, and actually, the story kind of behind it, and a lot of people who have came to the shows have probably heard me talk about it. I was driving back from Nashville a couple years back and ended up getting a speeding ticket in Illinois. And
that's a good place to get one.
And I ended up uttering the words, I'm like, thank God I'm 100 miles from home. So I was getting ready to go into the studio with Marty Chaik out at White House Studios, and I didn't have my second song, because we were doing two songs a night. And so I was basically sitting at work. I'm like, man, what am I going to do? And I just glanced on my desk, was that speeding ticket. And I started putting together, the 100 miles, and started putting together. So I wrote that song in basically about 15 minutes. But it was kind of the story was, originated from that speeding ticket in Illinois. So
that real Johnny Cash feel to it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that studio, Marty Chaik, White House Studio. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, just a phenomenal place. Marty is extremely talented, not only as a guitar player, but as a producer. And everybody that was, involved in that, the recording 100 Miles, top notch. So.
Really, really wonderful production. A great mix all the way through there. You can listen, as closely as you want to. You're not going to find any mistakes. Everything is perfect.
Absolutely. Well, Marty's a perfectionist, so.
Now, this CD, 100 Miles, was recorded back in 2008.
Yes.
But it's getting a lot of attention now, you know, more than 6 years later, including a number one song on the Country Roots chart. How did that happen, that you'd record something way back then and suddenly everyone's talking about it now?
It honestly just took that long to get, kind of the right things in place for it to start to hit, you know, radio. Last year I was doing a songwriter showcase in Nashville, and that's where I ended up meeting J.K. Coltrane, who owns Colt Records. And that, you know, basically when he heard me sing some of the songs from the album, he immediately approached me and said, I'd like you to be on my album or on my record label.
Yeah, that's how you got the Nashville recording contract.
Correct. And so from that point on, then it was we started releasing the radio. And like I, you know, mentioned when I first got here, like little Jimmy Dickens, you know, had once told me, he's like, people can't love you if they don't know who you are. And so that's basically, you know, we were doing live shows and you know, promoting the album. But it wasn't until we actually started getting, you know, pushing it through radio
right.
that we actually started to see more momentum.
Well, ladies and gentlemen out there in radio land, this is Jerry Schmidt, the Jerry Schmidt Band. Listen to his music, because I think you're going to be hearing a lot about him. And in fact, people can catch you this weekend, Saturday night.
Correct.
That's at the Event in Bevent, which is one of my favorite names for a community festival.
Correct. Yeah, we played it last year and had a, you know, great time and hoping to see a lot of the familiar faces and fans and see new, you know, people as well. So.
Oh, well, so you don't have to promote yourself, because I know you're a humble man. Jerry will also be appearing in Athens on July 4th. He'll be at the Pottawatomie Casino July 25th, the Mole Lake Casino August 1st, and then at the Wisconsin Valley Fair here in Wausau Saturday, August 8th. That evening you'll be at the Optimist Tent, correct?
Correct.
So, let's talk about this song of yours, number two on the Country Roots chart, called I Don't Hurt As Much As I Used To.
I don't hurt as much as I used to, and I don't cry as much anymore. And lately I'm not feeling so lonely. I'm not lonesome for the touch of your hand. Now I don't recall the last time I saw you, or the last time I heard you close. 'Cause I've spent these last years here in a bottle, drowning in my misery. Yes, I was drowning in my misery. Yesterday I wasted away, can make it to the end of the day.
Great bridge on that song, Jerry. Now, this song is being played not only here in Wisconsin, but in Australia, Sweden, England, Japan, Germany, France, and Romania.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of success overseas, and Australia, I mean, is actually our biggest market other than here in the States.
And you're number one on the Country Roots chart, or at least you were back in February.
Yes.
What is the Country Roots chart?
It's you know, most people are familiar with, like, Billboard, you know, charting that. It's a charting, and they basically are independent, so they're not influenced by any magazines. They're not influenced by any record executives. They basically go out and they find the songs that are being played, you know, on radio. And a lot of times it's the independent radio stations, but We're really happy and kind of taken by surprise that it went number one.
Is your song being played on any of the commercial country stations right now in central Wisconsin? Be honest with me.
Not on full rotation.
Well, what the heck is wrong with that?
We're working on it.
Ladies and gentlemen in music land, call your commercial country music station. There are a couple of them, three or four of them in central Wisconsin. Get them to start playing the Jerry Schmidt Band. He's a local guy. And it's the old thing about music and artists. If you don't get airplay, you don't make it big, but they won't play you unless you've made it big. So, you know, it's a catch-22.
Absolutely. And it's we're working on it. We released our latest song through kind of the commercial lines, through CDX, and so we're working on it. Hopefully we can, and with fan support, like you mentioned, Glenn, that definitely will help. So,
who's doing the backup vocals on that?
Shelby Chaka. She has a beautiful voice. She did and then Marty and Charlie Strong also did some, but the female vocals, that's Shelby. She's phenomenal.
You got quite a few good players on that CD. Tell me about them.
The session players that Marty has out at White House Studios, Dan Cable and Charlie Strong, Dan on drums and Charlie on bass. Marty did all the guitar work. I had mentioned, I mean, he's a great guitar player. And then steel guitar, we had Chad Karnitz come into the studio. And then on fiddle, we had Glenn Runnels.
Now, are these same people playing in the Jerry Schmidt Band, or do you have a different lineup of musicians?
A different lineup. I've worked with, you know, the White House players for a while there, and then Glenn and Chad, I've worked with them for years. But it's tough, you know, in terms of when you're traveling quite a bit, and we started doing a lot of it. Certain folks can't get away as much, so that's why I've had to change a few, you know, musicians over the years.
But you got some good players
Absolutely. Performing
with you right
yep,
now.
Absolutely.
And you are currently working on another album, which will be your third album.
Correct.
Tell me about that.
The third album we're working on, I've got a couple songs already that, you know, that I'd like to put on there that I already wrote. You know, we're looking at possibly some other songwriters have pitched some songs to me. Once you start seeing a little bit of, and I wouldn't say success, but, you know, I mean, we're seeing some. But a lot of songwriters are now coming up to us saying, hey, you know, we really like your voice. We like your style. Would you be interested in cutting the song? So, and I'm open to that because, you know, you can only write so many great songs. And the first one I got, you know, I definitely am happy with how it turned out.
And that was all original music on that.
Correct.
CD, 100 Miles. Are you recording it in Wausau or are you recording it somewhere else, this new one?
I'm probably going to use the same format that I did for the gospel album. I used the studio musicians in Nashville just because of, you know, in terms of availability and also, you know, raising the capital. But then I'll do the vocals up here with Marty and the folks up here. So
well, there you go. And you mentioned the gospel album. We haven't really talked about that yet. That was your second album, actually, which was released in 2013.
Correct. Yeah, and that actually started out kind of similar to how Alan Jackson did his gospel album. It was basically I was going to do it as a gift to my mom because she, you know, was having some health conditions, and she's like, I really want this gospel album. And she goes, so, you know, we put it in the works and actually recorded it and you know, picked some of the favorite songs that she liked and some of them that I liked. And it turned out really actually better than we thought that it would. And so then that's why we released it. So.
Gospel music is beautiful, you know, and it is so soulful. And it has affected not just country music, but rock and roll, you know, in a lot of ways. The Staple Singers. Ray Charles came from a gospel background. Elvis Presley recorded a gospel album.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's the meaning behind it, you know, the gospel album, the songs that we picked, a lot of them, you know, they're just inspirational songs. So,
well, we'll be hearing some of that in the final segment of the show. But what I want to do right now, first of all, is get that phone number out again. If you'd like to talk to Jerry Schmidt, he's from Stratford, Wisconsin. He writes his own music. He's got a hit CD called 100 Miles, the number one song on the Country Roots chart, a new Nashville recording artist. If you'd like to talk to him, 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page. And if you go to that Facebook page, you will also see a link to Jerry's website. Now, you've got some real rock and roll numbers on that album, 100 Days or 100 Miles. And one of the cuts that's my favorite, probably because I've been doing news for almost 45 years now, is this one. It's called Ain't No News on the Jukebox. And that's true.
Sitting here all night, drinking whiskey and beer, just hoping you might come looking here, searching for me to come and take me home. But I know it can't be, dear, 'cause I done you wrong. There ain't no news on the jukebox. No good inside. There ain't no indication of where you are tonight. There ain't no news on the jukebox. There ain't no good advice. There ain't no information. That's why I'm blue tonight. Oh, take it home.
I had to get that guitar lick in there before I potted the music down. Jerry, what was the inspiration for this song?
Actually, I was working Hold Egg a couple years back, it was, and the folks from the radio station Y106.5 out of Point, they basically came and they said, Jerry, you know, we've got the perfect hook line for you. Ain't no news on the jukebox. And they said, run with it. So I basically, when I was getting ready to do the recording, the album 100 Miles, I, you know, sat down, and this is what I came up with. So.
And you were crowned the 2007 State Country Band Champions at the Hodeg Country Music Festival.
Correct. That was with one of my first bands, Jerry Schmidt and Country Express. So,
now, Jerry, you grew up in Stratford, Wisconsin. How did that shape you and shape your music?
You know, I mean, growing up in a small community, country music, to me, is more, you know, the working man, you know, type of music. And I grew up on a farm in Wisconsin, in Stratford. And so I think it's, you know, it's just basically the simple life, you know, growing up on the farm, that's why it attracted me to country music. Not to say it's not sophisticated, but it's the simple lyrics behind it, you know, that tell the stories behind everyday life.
Right, right. And it's real.
Correct.
It's very real music, and it might be simple in terms of its form, but it's deceptively simple. There are a lot of complexities going
Absolutely.
On in a country song. And the thing I like about country music is the lyrics are so important.
Absolutely. Because music, I focus in immediately on the lyrics, you know. So whether it's any type of genre of music, that's what I want to hear the story. I want to hear what the artist and the songwriter is trying to, you know, portray and get across.
When you write music, do you start with the lyrics and then build the music around that usually?
That's usually what I the format that I've used in the past.
You know, Jerry, it seems like you're the biggest country musician from central Wisconsin since Dave Dudley of Stevens Point, who did 6 days on the road. And again, we are just really happy to have you here with us. Who are your favorite songwriters?
Songwriters would probably be like Roger Miller, Willie Nelson, Hank Cochran. And I mean, the list could keep going on and on. Bill Anderson's another one that...
Willie Nelson's a fantastic writer, you know, and his music bridges that area between country and jazz. Very sophisticated chord progressions with his music.
Absolutely, and I mean, he can wrench every emotion out of, you know, whether it's the lyrics and even with his vocal style. But yeah, it's and the part that, like, with Roger Miller, you know, I mean, that's why he kind of rises to the top. To be able to, you know, like, and King of the Road and Dang Me and stuff like that, the way that he was able to create some of these songs and make it so that it wasn't like, you know, cliche or that type of stuff.
It keeps a sense of humor in his music, too, so you don't take him too seriously. That's the problem with a lot of rock and roll. These guys take themselves too seriously. Kurt on Facebook asks, what exactly does a Nashville contract do for you and the band?
It basically, Kurt, it opens a lot of doors because, especially for radio, because if you're not signed to a record label, each disc jockey would have to fill out some forms every time your song is played, because of the days of payola, and you know, where, like, you know, I use the example Loretta Lynn, when she, you know, went around to the different radio stations. At the time, it was okay to do it. You'd go around and you basically say, will you play my record? Now, they didn't necessarily always pay money to have it, but you could go around and hand it to the disc jockey, and then they had the discretion.
Quite a few of them did, though.
But a lot of them paid the disc jockey to say, hey, you know, I'll give you so much money if you'll pay it, you know, play my songs. So by getting signed to the record label, takes that kind of a formality out of the way.
And especially today, when disc jockeys really don't have that much control anymore of what they put on the air. When I was younger, I was a disc jockey, and we had 10,000 record albums in our studio, and I could play anything I wanted to. Now, you know, that's where the corruption comes in. If you can play anything you want to, people might influence you to play their stuff. But now, with set playlists and the disc jockey goes in and kind of plays what the managers tell him to play, that's where that label comes in, because they can promote you and push you into markets where people would normally not hear from you.
Correct.
I want to play a song that I really like a lot, and the lyrics are just really beautiful. If you should ever go... it almost reminds me of a folk song, you know, that kind of feeling to it, and the idea that when I listen to it, I feel like I might be listening to something that's 100 years old.
Yeah, and this actually started out, Verlin Kolbeck was my bass player in my first band, Jerry Schmidt and Country Express, and Verlin came, you know, with the lyrics, and we kind of sat down and collaborated on it, and I thought it turned out really, really well.
Take away the bluebird, take away the dew, take away the rainbow when the evening rain is through. Take away the green grass or the softly falling snow, 'cause my life would be that empty. Should ever go. Take away my laughter, take away my tears, take away my memory that I have of you, dear. Take away everything I own, 'cause my life would be that empty if you should ever go.
I'm Glenn Moberg. We're listening to Stratford native and Nashville recording artist Jerry Schmidt of the Jerry Schmidt Band. We're going to listen to the end of this song and then take a short break. And then when we come back, I'll be sitting in with Jerry and we'll be doing some live music in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. So hang on to your hats, folks. It's live music. You never know how it's going to end up, but usually ends up pretty well. So stay tuned for that coming up in just a few minutes on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
It feels so right. Take away my heartbeat. Take away my fears. Take away this love song that I'm writing to you, dear. Take
Yes, my life would be that empty if you should ever go.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Brown County Civic Music Association, Jewelers Workshop, and River Place Dental. You too can help ensure the future of WPR programs for years to come. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy of Stevens Point, designing and installing solar systems, highly efficient wood boiler systems, and providing deep energy retrofits to buildings. Northwind's project portfolio is available at northwindre.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. We're back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with Jerry Schmidt of the Jerry Schmidt Band. We've been listening to selections from his hit CD, 100 Miles, which was recorded in Wausau. And we're going to be recording what you're about to hear in Wausau. Jerry has brought his guitar. I'm going to sit in with him, and we're going to play a few cuts off of the album, a few cuts that you just listened to, as a matter of fact. Jerry, let's start out with that number one country roots single, I Don't Hurt As Much As I Used To.
All right.
I don't hurt as much as I used to, and I don't cry as much anymore, and lately I'm not feeling so lonely. I'm not lonesome for the touch of your hand. Now I don't recall the last time I saw you, or the last time I held you close. 'Cause I've spent these last years here in a bottle, drowning in my misery. Yes, I was drowning in my misery. And yesterday I wasted away, and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. But now that I find you out of my mind, I can make it to the end of the day. Now my friends and my family, they all tell me somehow I've been living all wrong. They tell me my drinking's gonna kill me, and the devil will soon have my soul. Yes, the devil will soon have my soul. And yesterday I wasted away, and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. But now that I find you out of my mind, I can make it to the end of the day. And yesterday I wasted away, and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. But now that I find you out of my mind, I can make it to the end of the day. No, I don't hurt as much as I used to.
Hey, Jerry Schmidt, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Let's do Ain't No News on the Jukebox.
Sounds good.
Been sitting here all night, drinking whiskey and beer. I just hoping you might, I'll come a looking here, searching for me to come and take me home. But I know it can't be, dear, 'cause I done you wrong. There ain't no news on the jukebox. There ain't no good inside. There ain't no indication of where you are tonight. There ain't no news on the jukebox. There ain't no good inside. There ain't no information. That's why I'm blue tonight. Can't believe what a fool I was to ever think you'd leave and walk out on us. I couldn't make you stay, no matter how I tried. It seemed there was no way to ever change your mind. There ain't no news on the jukebox. There ain't no good inside. There ain't no indication of where you are tonight. There ain't no news on the jukebox. There ain't no good advice. There ain't no information. That's why I'm blue tonight. There ain't no news on the jukebox. That's why I'm blue tonight. Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, the title cut from Jerry Schmidt's hit CD, 100 Miles, which has lyrics about Wausau and a Johnny Cash feel.
Absolutely.
Well, I've been on the road for so long now, I've seen everything I want to see. I played every honky-tonk and barroom from Wausau to Nashville, Tennessee. I've been tempted by angels and devils. I've been pushed just to make it to the top. I've been driven by the love of music, but I knew that it just couldn't stop. 100 miles, a lonesome highway, 100 miles, it's left to go. 100 miles, it's stand between us. 100 miles, and I'll be home. 100 miles, a lonesome highway, 100 miles, it's left to go. 100 miles, it's stand between us. 100 miles, and I'll be home. Well, I've sang on the stage of the Opry, and I've been to the house of Johnny Cash, and I played where the legends played on Broadway, but I knew that it just couldn't last, 'cause I've been missing all of my kinfolk, and I've been missing all of my friends. I've been missing the sound of your voice. So, woman, I'm coming home again. 100 miles, a lonesome highway. 100 miles, it's left to go. 100 miles, it's stand between us. 100 miles, and I'll be home. 100 miles, a lonesome highway, 100 miles, it's a left to go. 100 miles, it stand between us, 100 miles, and I'll be home. 100 miles, it stand between us, 100 miles, and I'll be home.
Yeah.
Jerry Schmidt, and we will be back with more recorded music on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio right after this short break.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs, including Olbrich Botanical Gardens, Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, and Wingris School. Play a role in the success of WPR. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy of Stevens Point, designing and installing solar systems, highly efficient wood boiler systems, and providing deep energy retrofits to buildings. Northwind's project portfolio is available at northwindre.com.
WPR is proud to be a media sponsor of the Winchester Academy of Waupaca, presenting a talk by Will Allen from Growing Power in Milwaukee. Growing Power works to bring healthy, high-quality, safe, and affordable food to all communities. Allen will speak on his efforts with the Good Food Revolution on June 29th at 6 in the auditorium at the Waupaca Middle School, 1149 Shoemaker Road in Waupaca. More information at WPR.org/central.
Interviews with great musicians like Billy Bragg and Dami Ray, ready for you to stream or download anytime. Archives of every show available for 2 weeks, a calendar of folk concerts, detailed playlists, upcoming specials, and lots more. I'm Stephanie Elkins, inviting you to explore folk music on WPR at simplyfolk.org.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. If you just joined us, we've got Stratford native and Nashville recording artist Jerry Schmidt with us, the Jerry Schmidt Band. Jerry will be playing this Saturday night at the event in Bevent. And we're listening to a track right now off of his gospel CD, Say a Prayer for You, which was actually recorded just a couple of years ago. Jerry Schmidt, we're listening to Amazing Grace, a great old song. It's been covered by a lot of people. Why did you want to do it?
It's absolutely one of my favorite gospel songs. The meaning behind it, you know, it just every time I hear it, I always get goosebumps. And so that's why, you know, when I was sitting down, I'm like, this song has to be on there.
Why did you want to do a gospel album?
It actually started out, it was my mom, she was having some health issues, and she said, I really would like to have a gospel album. She goes, and she said, even if something happened to you, Jerry, you know, we do a lot of traveling and stuff like that. She goes, this is something that I really, really want. So,
growing up in Stratford, was gospel music and church important parts of your life?
Absolutely. I didn't necessarily always get to sing in the choir and that, because a lot of times with, you know, doing chores and stuff like that, we'd barely make it to church on time, but it always was. I mean, gospel's always been a big part.
And we touched on this before. Gospel music has affected so much of what we call mainstream pop music. Ray Charles, for instance, came from a gospel background, and he put that soulfulness in his rock and roll tunes and in his country tunes. He recorded country music.
Absolutely. I think And I actually kind of follow in the footsteps of some of the my heroes like Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and a bunch of them. They actually would close a lot of their albums or their shows with a gospel song. A lot of people don't really realize that, but if you look at some of those old 33s, majority of the traditional country artists would always have the last song reserved for a gospel song.
Did you have a chance to see Marty Stewart at the Grand Theater?
I actually got to see Marty Stewart a couple years back when he was at the Grand Rapids in Wisconsin Rapids over there when he did the Lion Singing.
Because he had a rockin' first part of that show, and then he ended with an all-acoustic gospel four-part harmony, just beautiful four-part harmony from these guys. And in fact, his new album is called Saturday Night, Sunday Morning. On vinyl, it's two records, one of which is rock and country and the other is all gospel music to kind of reflect that dichotomy, I think.
Yeah, and Marty Stewart is, you know, again, like when I start saying, you know, some of my favorite artists, he's one of them. I've got so many of them, but he is definitely one of them. He stayed true to traditional country music and like I said, folks like myself look up to him. So.
Justin on Facebook writes, if you could play with anyone on the Grand Ole Opry, who would you play with?
Oh, that is a tough question. If the gentleman was still alive, it'd be George Jones because his style, his songs, you know, resonated with me. In terms of the folks that are still around, I would say it'd probably be Alan Jackson or Vince Gill.
Now, George Jones battled his demons. He battled alcoholism his entire life. I don't know if he ever really got over it. It might have been the inspiration for a lot of his music, you know, the suffering that he went through, some of it self-induced. And gospel music often touches on that, the idea of hitting rock bottom, asking for forgiveness, and then trying to find redemption. That's what, you know, in Amazing Grace, you saved a wretch like me. And it's a form of music that's also embraced by the Alcoholics Anonymous movement.
Yeah, and, you know, as you mentioned, I mean, they kind of, it's basically emotion-driven. You know, gospel music is, you know, like I said, the inspiration. There's a lot of emotion. And you know, when you look at, you know, some of the crying your beer type songs, it's emotion driven.
Well, you explore some of those themes, hitting rock bottom, trying to find forgiveness in a song you wrote that appears on your album 100 Days. It's called A Bottle and a Can.
I came home late last night with beer and whiskey on my breath. I stumbled down our hallway through the darkness to our bed. I didn't intend to wake you, 'cause I knew that you'd be mad. But to my surprise, I found you there waiting instead. You know I've watched you go and drank yourself insane. I've watched you lose your pride and push your friends away. You know I've shed more tears than you'll ever know, and I've seen just can't watch you kill yourself with a bottle and a can.
Song A Bottle and a Can off of Jerry Schmidt's album 100 Miles. Jerry, what caused you to write this particular composition?
I actually saw this happen, and actually the individual's wife actually told, I mean, I was at an event, And she got worked up, and she's like, I'm not going to watch you kill yourself with that bottle and that can. She's like, I'm done. And it just resonated with me, and when I went into the studio again, you know, I was starting to write my songs for the session, and this was one that I had to kind of put in the back pocket, and I pulled it back out, and it was like I started, you know, just basically kind of putting it together, looking at the life of this individual.
Go and drink yourself insane. I've watched you lose your pride and push your friends away. You know I've shed more tears than you'll ever know, and I've seen more than I can stand. I just can't watch you kill yourself with a bottle.
As we said, drinking, losing the love of your life, hitting rock bottom, these are all recurring themes in country music. How do you draw the line between good time, jukebox country, drinking in a tavern, having a good time, and knowing when you've gone too far and alcohol has gained too powerful an attraction on your life and it's time to quit? It's tough for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Well, what's new for Jerry Schmidt? What's coming up? I know you're working on that new CD. When can we expect to see it?
The new album, there's actually kind of two projects we're going. And like with anything, you know, with any business, it all comes down to money. And so we're trying to get the capital, you know, raised to be. Basically, we've got two projects we'd like to do. One would be I'm going to be doing cover songs of some of my favorite country artists. So like George Jones, you can expect to hear Hank Williams Sr. on there, you know, Lefty Frizzell, some of these folks. And then there's going to be the next project, you know, so they're going to kind of be going in tandem, mm-hmm. is going to be another original where I've got a couple songs. One where if we can leverage it, and it's in the works right now, hopefully it will actually come to fruition. We'd be doing a duet with Willie Nelson, and I wrote the song specifically for him, and it sounds like, you know, he liked it, and so hopefully we can see that come to fruition.
That would be far out. You're quoted in the Marshfield News Herald saying, this is a turning point where we take it to the next level. We're really making a push to take it to a larger audience, and we're hoping to be an opening act with an established national act. A lot of people, Jerry, are getting the feeling that you're on the cusp of something that could be really big.
And that's kind of the momentum we feel is it's starting to kind of the things are starting to fall in place. Like we just recently received from one of the music critics on Music Row, Robert Orman. He basically, you know, critiqued with a bottle and a can, and he said we got the Discovery of the Week song, and you know. At first, I didn't realize what it meant, but it meant that we're being taken seriously in Nashville, and it is kind of a turning point for us because, you know, a lot of people have said, you made it, you had a number one hit song, and I'm like, folks, the work just started. I mean, in order to, you know, to really get this, to get the music out to the fans and to be able to go on tour, because, I mean, I'm not looking, everybody said define success, and my definition of success is not money, it's not fame. It's to be able to be able to tour and, you know, take the music to fans. I love performing. You know, anybody. I'm not maybe one of these that jump around on stage a lot, but I love the music.
And
I
thank
love
God for that.
But I love getting in front of people and performing, and hopefully that's where, like I said, the turning point. I think the momentum is going.
Now you're not going to move to Nashville and leave all of your friends and family in Stratford, Wisconsin, behind, are you?
No, I actually right now it's going to be I'm going to be bouncing back and forth between Nashville and here, and we're going to be still working a lot of the, you know, casinos, festivals, and stuff like that we've worked for years around here, and hopefully we add, you know, some more of the bigger festivals around here. But I'll be bouncing back and forth.
And how important are family and friends to you?
They're the most important. You know, when it boils down to, you know, if you strip everything away, that's what's important. And you know, I'm not just saying that. You know, it's the truth. Anybody who knows me well enough knows that. You know, without family and friends, nothing. You know, you can have all the money in the world, you can have all the fame, all the fans, but it doesn't mean anything.
Jerry Schmidt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you again.
Beyond broken, by and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
We want to thank today's guest, Jerry Schmidt. A reminder, Jerry will be performing this Saturday night in Central Wisconsin at the Event in Bevent. You can find out more about Jerry and order a copy of his first CD, 100 Miles, or his gospel CD, Say a Prayer for You, on his website, thejerryschmidtband.com. You will find a link to that on the Route 51 Facebook page. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer and our on-air producer, Rick Ryer, today. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music this week by, of course, the Jerry Schmidt Band. Next week on Route 51, we welcome former Portage County Sheriff Dan Hintz to talk about his new book, In Pursuit of Justice, true stories of his experience in law enforcement in central Wisconsin, including his encounters with a posse comitatus. Remember to follow us on Facebook. If you missed part of the show, you can hear it in its entirety Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.
I'm awaiting in the sky, Lord.